and welcome back to the On-Call Room.
A Grey's Anatomy podcast.
I'm Abby.
I'm Bree. And it's a
beautiful day to podcast. Wow, you stopped talking.
Oh, I don't know what happened. I do apologize.
Hi, everyone. Surprise. Have you missed us?
I know I've missed you. So I've seen you, so I can only imagine what our listeners are feeling.
I also think, though, Brie, we have not seen each other as much as we were.
No, I mean, before we were seeing each other every week, and then sometimes on the weekend for like a non-podcast hang. Now,
right, and
I feel
and we said we would still schedule one day a week to hang out and talk, but we didn't.
We didn't do it.
So basically our friendship relies on this podcast.
We can never end the podcast, turns out.
We are back, and we just wanted to give you a little surprise update on what you can expect from us in the next few months. So we took October off, which honestly, to be honest, didn't even feel like we took a break.
No.
Because it just felt like life, like for the empty space of the podcast, other things began to fill it.
Yes, exactly. I mean, I am mid-semester, real hot and heavy, and I am dead inside, so it's fine. It's okay.
You turned 30?
I turned 30. I am also dead inside. I had a great birthday. I took a trip across the country, which was great. But you know,
safely, just letting people know
yeah,
not that
COVID,
it matters. But.
COVID safe. I got tested when I got home, negative for COVID. I wasn't a fool about it all. But you know, I think what's the most exciting out of all of that is season 17 of Grey's Anatomy starting on Thursday.
Yeah, because if you haven't had enough of the pandemic, you can enjoy it again on Thursday evening as Grey's, what appears to be, tackles the issue.
Yeah. Sometimes, you know, a lot of the time I want to watch a show to like step
escape.
Out. Yeah. And I just feel like I'm stepping right back in. So
it feels like they thought like, oh, by the time this airs, we'll have, you know, crossed a threshold, but instead we are worse than we were in the worst time.
Yes. So
I'm laughing because I don't know how else to react.
Once again, we're dead inside. So
so instead of jumping into what would be season 11, we left off at the end of season 10. We thought, and for the next few months up until the new year, we are going to be back giving you weekly episodes because that's what our patrons deserve. But our episodes are going to be our reactions to the new episodes that are airing. So I think this is fun. We used to do this as bonus sometimes. And while Brie is still in school and I am tackling my large editing queue from the fall weddings and photos I had, this gives us a chance to, we'd be watching the show anyways, and we would want to hear your thoughts. And so this is a really great way to do that. So up until the new year, we will be releasing the episode on our normal day, which would be like Tuesday for patrons, Wednesday for everyone else, about the episode that aired prior. So that's great if watch it on Hulu like we do sometimes and we wait a day. And also it just gives you time to like gather your own thoughts about it and ours so that we're not just giving you like a thrown together episode. It might have just a little bit more thought put into it.
Just a little. So that would mean like this is coming out today, this is coming out today. Like Grey's Anatomy is coming out today, the episode. And so that means in a less like in next week, Wednesday is when you will get our response to tonight's episode. So it will always be a little bit behind, but then it will come out Wednesday and then the new episode will come out Thursday of Grey's Anatomy.
Yep.
So
the cycle continues and continues.
And
also, if you are not yet a patron and none of your friends are going to watch the new season and you want people to talk about it with, highly consider becoming a $2 intern patron and getting access to our private Facebook group. Our group does a really great job. There's going to be like a thread for every new episode. So while people are watching it live, they can comment their thoughts. It's always been quite funny and really enjoyable to be a part of. So think of it as friends that you pay for, but they're pretty damn cheap. Well, really, it's like paying $2 a month to have friends like you.
No, that's fair, but and they're pretty damn cheap. It just makes it.
$2 is pretty affordable.
It is affordable for so many
friends. I think
friends. You're
worth at least 10? Like 50.
Oh, that's nice. I thought you were going to say 10, and I was going to be like, hell yeah, I'm worth $10. I'm worth a $5 foot long that always comes out to $10 somehow, which I never understand.
The only time I ever got an actual like cheap sub was in middle school. You got those cards, like a blue card or a gold card. And it was legitimately like a dollar sub or a $2. It was really cheap.
Yeah, but I just don't understand how they can say $5.
$5 foot long.
And then it come out to $15.99 every time. You get one.
You can really just get ham, cheese, and bread if you get $5.
It's false advertising. I don't get it. Anyway, I don't know how we got here.
I never know how we got here. So anyways, please, thank you for sticking with us during the month that we took off. So many of you continued to be patrons, and we are just really thankful. And we hope that you will tell your friend to join our very exclusive club. And you can do so by going to patreon.com/theoncallroom. And just look forward to hearing from us next week with our thoughts. I'm crossing my fingers that it's good. And that Boki does not die.
I really hope Boki doesn't die. Also, I wanted to give a shout out to all the Grace BBs who wished me a happy birthday. Thank you. It meant a lot to me. And it was so wonderful to see all of those messages come in on the Instagram. And so thank you. And thanks, Abby, for facilitating that. It really meant a lot to me.
You're welcome. I realize our friendship has morphed in that, like, I realized just today when I was making a birthday post for Jake that I didn't, like, not that I have to, I didn't, like, post about your birthday. And I was like, oh, because I did, like, via the podcast. Yeah.
We're business partners now.
But I wonder if, like, friends of ours who don't follow are like, is she mad at her?
Is she? I don't think people think about it that much. But maybe.
I think they do. And I hope I'm causing drama.
No more drama, Mary J. Blige. Okay, anyway.
Anyway, what do we say? Oh, we call time of death. That's how we end these things.
Yeah, so we'll see you Grey's BBs next week. Hope you enjoy the new episode of Grey's Anatomy.
Best of luck to us all. Will you call time of death, please, Dr. Babbitt?
Yes, time of death is 1324. Beep.
Beep.